For the human interest story of the week, we take you now to Leggett's Ballroom in Paran, Victoria, for the comeback appearance of the square dance caller Jim Vickers Willis. Jim has staged a gallant fight against polio during the past few months. A testimonial crowd of nearly 3,000 people has just given him a tremendous ovation as he was brought onto the stage in his wheelchair. And now, here's Jim Vickers Willis himself speaking to that huge crowd.
Bless your heart, sir. It's lovely to see you all. Of course, I'm a little out of breath, you know, but that's not entirely because of the respirators. It's just, you know, it's wonderful to receive and to see you all. And, oh, I don't know, it's just wonderful to see you. So I guess I'm out of breath. Tonight there's as much going on behind the scenes as there is in front of the scenes. There's my poor little wife, Beth, who's gone through a terrible time, in my opinion, and she's behind the scenes with an oxygen cylinder. And in case I pass out or something, and if I did, you're liable to see the most expert bit of physiotherapy, because the chief physiotherapist from Fairfield and my own physio are here. And if I run out of breath, my own physio says she's going to leap up on the stage and put a hand on my tummy and say, "Breathe down there, you must."
And now the dramatic moment has arrived when we pick up Jim's voice as he calls his first square dance since he was stricken with polio in March 1954. It's quite appropriate that he should be calling his theme song, Alabama Jubilee.
Promenade and one and all. She's your partner, she's your mate, just a fluke. Promenade! All around your left hand leg, seesaw tour. Do an element lift with your left wing. Where you go and you weave three. Here's Seth, here's Pete, here's the gal who's cute to meet. Promenade her home, she's nice to meet. So promenade your lady fair. I'm out of breath, but I still got there to the Alabama. Would you like to see the ghost walk?
Jimmy's walking off the stage, ladies and gentlemen. With his arm around his wife, Beth, he's walking off the stage by himself now, with no assistance whatever, and the applause is deafening. I doubt whether you can hear me. Well, it is really wonderful. And that is a comeback and a half.
You're right, Peter Surrey. It was a comeback and a half. But Jim didn't walk off that stage alone. Physically, yes, he did walk alone. But every member of that huge testimonial crowd took every step with him.